stood and saw the two men struggling just where we are. Old Mr. Cunningham was at that window, the second on the left, and he saw the fellow get away just to the left of that bush. So did the son. They are both sure of it on account of the bush. Then Mr. Alec ran out and knelt beside the wounded man. The ground is very hard, you see, and there are no marks to guide us. As he spoke, two men came down the garden path from round the angle of the house. The one was an elderly man with a strong, deep-lined, heavy-eyed face, the other a dashing young fellow whose bright, smiling expression and showy dress were in strange contrast with the business which had brought us there.
"Still at it, then," said he to Holmes. "I thought you Londoners were never at fault. You don't seem to be so very quick after all."
"Ah, you must give us a little time," said Holmes good-humouredly.
"You'll want it," said young Alec Cunningham. "Why, I don't see that we have any clue at all."
"There's only one," answered the inspector. "We thought that if we could only find..." "Good heavens! Mr. Holmes, what is the matter?" My poor friend's face had suddenly assumed the most dreadful expression. His eyes rolled upwards, his features writhed in agony, and with a suppressed groan he dropped on his face upon the ground. Horrified at the suddenness and severity of the attack, we carried him into the kitchen, where he lay back in a large chair and breathed heavily for some minutes. Finally, with a shame-faced apology for his weakness, he rose once more.
"Watson would tell you that I have only just recovered from a severe illness," he explained. "I am liable to these sudden nervous attacks."
"Shall I send you home in my trap?" asked old Cunningham.
"Well, since I am here, there is one point on which I should like to feel sure. We can very easily verify it."
"What is it?"
"Well, it seems to me that it is just possible that the arrival of this poor fellow William was not before, but after the entrance of the burglar into the house. You appear to take it for granted that although the door was forced, the robber never got in."
"I fancy that is quite obvious," said Mr. Cunningham gravely. "Why, my son Alec had not yet gone to bed, and he would certainly have heard anyone moving about."
"Where was he sitting?"
"I was smoking in my dressing room."
"Which window is that?"
"The last on the left, next my father's."
"Both of your lamps were lit, of course."
"Undoubtedly."
"There are some very singular points here," said Holmes, smiling. "Is it not extraordinary that a burglar, and a burglar who had had some previous experience, should deliberately break into a house at a time when he could see from the lights that two of the family were still afoot?"
"He must have been a cool hand."
"Well, of course, if the case were not an odd one, we should not have been driven to ask you for an explanation," said young Mr. Alec. "But as to your ideas that the man had robbed the house before William tackled him, I think it a most absurd notion. Wouldn't we have found the place disarranged and missed the things which he had taken?"
"It depends on what the things were," said Holmes. "You must remember that we are dealing with a burglar who is a very peculiar fellow, and who appears to work on lines of his own. Look, for example, at the queer lot of things which he took from Acton's. What was it? A ball of string, a letter weight, and I don't know what other odds and ends."
"Well, we are quite in your hands, Mr. Holmes," said old Cunningham. "Anything which you or the inspector may suggest will most certainly be done."
"In the first place," said Holmes, "I should like you to offer a reward, coming from yourself, for the officials may take a little time before they would agree upon the sum, and these things cannot be done too promptly. I have jotted down the form here, if you would not mind signing it. £50 was quite enough, I thought."
"I would willingly give 500,
said the J.P., taking the slip of paper and the pencil which Holmes handed to him.
This is not quite correct, however," he added, glancing over the document.
"I wrote it rather hurriedly."
"You see, you begin, 'Whereas at about 1:45 on Tuesday morning an attempt was made,' and so on. It was at 11:45, as a matter of fact."
I was pained at the mistake, for I knew how keenly Holmes would...